Blackstone Audio presents The Heat of the Moon by Sandra Parshall. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. For Jerry. Chapter 1. I drive slowly past a familiar house where strangers now live. Staring up the driveway like a voyeur, I watch a mother and daughter go about the ordinary task of carrying groceries from their car. I swore I'd never come onto this street again, wouldn't be drawn to Mother's house, and until now I've kept away. My belongings were packed long ago by Rosario, our housekeeper, and removed by hired men. I've never seen the new wallpaper that covered all evidence of what happened in the kitchen and bathroom. My sister Michelle and I let a real estate agent make decisions relating to the sale, and we weren't present at the closing. But the agent told me when the new owners would move in, and this, finally, pulled me back. I wanted to see who took our places. When we were supplanted by a happy, ordinary family, maybe I'd be able to put the past to rest. This family came from California, and the real estate agent said in answer to my blunt question that no, they don't know someone died in the house. A neighbor or acquaintance will tell them soon enough. Most people can't wait to share a shocking story. I look at my left hand on the steering wheel, run a finger along the scar until it disappears below my blouse cuff. What's hidden by the sleeve is too ugly to expose to other people's eyes, but I've memorized every rough inch of it. I realize I've stopped the car in the middle of the narrow street, inviting attention, but I don't move on. The woman and her daughter, a dark-haired girl of perhaps 10, are at the far end of the long driveway and they haven't noticed me. They swing plastic grocery bags from the car's trunk, disappear around the back of the house with them, return empty-handed. I picture the blue bags accumulating on the smooth white surface of the kitchen counters. Something is wrong with the sun-dappled scene before me, something other than the presence of strangers, and it takes a moment for me to realize what it is. The yews along the street, which Mother allowed to grow so high that they shielded the house from view, have been chopped to no more than 4 feet. She would be horrified by the row of raw stubs. My gaze is drawn upward by the arching, blossom-laden branches of a tree in the front yard. When Mother had asked what I wanted for my 13th birthday, I'd promptly said a weeping cherry tree. I remember leaning back against Mother, one of her arms hugging me to her, the other hand stroking my hair, while we watched two nurserymen hoist the tree into a freshly dug hole. "Happy birthday, Rachel." She'd kissed my cheek when the planting was done. The tree is losing its spring blossoms now. Gusts of wind tear the petals.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?